Welcome to Michelle Nasser Show, where amazing leadership insights happen, entertain and inspire you as it showcases interesting people sharing their areas of expertise and valuable tips on success. I'm your host, Michelle Nasser. I am so excited to have Dr. Robert Levine, clinical and forensic psychologist, joining us today. Hi, Dr.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Great. So what I want to do is I want to share some really exciting news with our listeners.
Okay.
We've been working on a really great project, which is a crowdsourced book called Mentors, Collective Lessons for Success, and it's scheduled to be released this spring. And I wanted to thank you, first of all, Dr. Rob, for sharing your expertise and providing the foreword for our book.
Absolutely.
And so what I want to do is I want to talk about mentors today. I want to talk about who they are and how we can all benefit from mentors.
Okay.
So let's have it.
Okay. So mentors. So, well, with mentors, I'm not going to say everyone has one, but everyone should try to get one. And with mentors, they come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. And what I mean by that is they come in many different ways. So
okay,
the ideal, perfect, you know, perfect situation for a mentor. You have this mentor, you sit with them, you talk with them for an hour a week about what's going on and in your life, in your career, and they and then they impart their pearls of wisdom on you. Okay.
Okay.
That's
right.
Great.
So that's a traditional, that's more of a traditional type of mentor,
that,
right?
That is traditional. And that is traditionally what would people think of mentorship, but
okay,
it is, you know, those are kind of hard to come by. I mean,
right.
If you find a person who is quote unquote, you know, that you want as a mentor, those are really, really often really busy people, and they really don't have the time, the place, or the energy to devote their 1 hour a week and kind of mentor you through in your career struggles and everything like that. But if you land one of those, hey, God bless you. I love you for it.
right.
Okay. Then there's other types of mentors, and in which you have maybe a more of an informal relationship with. You know, this theoretically could be someone. This could be someone you work with, it could be a boss, could be a coworker, could be someone that you have some kind of professional relationship with. That it's not really like, hey, we do our 1 hour a week, but you know what? When I got a question and I've hit the fork in the road in life, in my career, that guy or that lady, I can go to them. And they can kind of navigate me through, because really the job of a mentor is helping you to kind of navigate the muddy waters. And when I say navigate the muddy waters, a good mentor may say, hey, if you go around that over there, you can kind of avoid those muddy waters. Okay. It's a nice little path over there. Now, maybe you didn't know about that, but I'm going to let you know that there's this little path. You know, you ever hear about like life hacks? I sometimes a mentor, they can be like the person who gives you, you know, the little life hack, you know, here's a little thing that can kind of help you out.
Right.
And here's the thing, a lot of times, maybe it doesn't even start out like, you would at least think theoretically someone who's your supervisor or something like that. Oh, they are going to, you know, that's my mentor. But, sometimes those aren't really good. They don't turn into being good mentors. I can think of a situation in in my career where there was someone who I thought that guy, ooh, I thought he was a smart guy and I thought he was a good mentor, but really, I think really the only thing he really liked to do was be condescending and degrade me. And when I would pose a question, not answer it. So
I guess what I'm hearing is, sorry, just to be clear. So not all supervisors or managers are mentors or absolutely make good not mentors. Absolutely because you're not in that position, it doesn't mean that you would necessarily be a good mentor. So that's something that we need to be mindful of, right?
Exactly. And they kind of, I almost think of a mentor relationship almost kind of like, almost like a friendship. You never are in a situation where your friendship is just like all of a sudden, we are now friends. We have signed off the dotted line that we are now friends. It's just something that kind of organically evolves and you guys like talking to each other and hanging out and doing stuff together and all that. And so then kind of this like friendship starts. Mentorship is kind of sort of the same way. You know, maybe you're working together, you're through happenstance, you start somehow being together, and then all of a sudden, you know, maybe I can think of one situation where there's a guy who I consider him a mentor. I don't talk to him all that often, but when I do, you know, it's just like he kind of helps me navigate the muddy waters, points me in some directions, and sheds some light on the particular topic that I need assistance with, that I view him as an expert on.
So I guess what would be sort of the requirements, or what would be some really key great things for a mentor to be somebody who's has experience, I guess, somebody who, I guess is good at listening, or what would you see would be some of the good qualities of a mentor?
Well, I think some of the good qualities, you know, first of all, in whatever the particular, subject matter or topic area that you need mentorship in, that they are deemed as someone who knows more and has a fair amount of experience in that particular area that you are seeking mentorship on. So that's one thing, you know, theoretically, it's not a good idea to have two rookies and one rookie is the mentor of another rookie.
Right.
That usually doesn't make a lot of sense. So, you know, another thing is, you know, definitely good listening, listening, understanding what the other person needs. And here's the thing, and a lot of times in mentorship relationships, there's a sort of symbiotic relationship to it, in the sense that mentor is helping mentee, and a lot of times the mentee is helping the mentor in something. So it's not just, oh, the mentor is clearing his or her calendar. Like in one of the relationships I'm talking about that I'm having, where I am the mentee, I do some subcontract work for this person. So I'm doing some work. I'm providing this person with, you know, when I crank out the work product, they get a cut of the work that I do. But, you know, in the end, if I do a better job, he gets, you know, it's better for him. So
it's a win-win. It's a win-win for both situations. Win-win. So typically,
exactly. Win-win.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
So that's often how it works out. I mean, it's not, there's some undefined things such as, hey, we both find each other like likable and like spending time together, and being responsive to, hey, these are the questions you have. You know, when you ask a question, they're not like rolling your eyes and like, oh God, you're asking me this at this level of knowledge. That's the kind of stuff that just, you know, sours everything. So
someone who you feel like you're on the same page with, that you kind of click. And I think there's no other way to describe that instead of just really using that term, that you click, right? There's a click there.
There,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And mm-hmm. sometimes you just kind of click. So those are, you know, it's hard to kind of define, you know, you're not going to click with everybody. But you know, those are some of the things that, if one person's the mentee, one of the big things is, you know, take the advice that this mentor gives you and like, I know it sounds kind of common sense-ish, but like use it,
right.
Implement it,
okay.
You know, implement it. And so it turns into, okay, they showed me something. Oh, I see the light because a lot of times one of the important things is that the mentor shows the mentee, hey, there's a blind spot that you had. And now I'm shedding some light on this blind spot. The mentee, oh, thank you. And now when a work product is created, you know, it's just like, oh, I used all or part or in some modified version of what you imparted. So, so doing that, the mentor needs to be clear and the mentee, you know, try to follow what they're saying. Cause you know, they're not saying it for their health. They're saying it cause they think it'll actually benefit you.
Right. The benefit is for the mentee in that sense, for sure.
Exactly. So,
how often do you think this has to happen? Like, can this be sort of does it have to be a schedule thing? Can it just be sort of spontaneous and organic as you like to say, or?
Oh, definitely.
There's different styles for everyone, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, with this, in the situation that, you know, this mentor mentee relationship that I'm speaking of, you know, the person and I, we're not even in the same time zone.
Okay.
I'm on the East Coast and he's in the Midwest. Like I said, it's not anything that like, oh, it's Wednesday afternoon. It's Rob and his mentors, time to meet. No, it's just one of those things that every couple months something comes up that, hey, I, you know, professionally that I've hit a bit of a crossroads, and he can kind of show me the light. Or in some types of relationships that I'm more or less a mentor in, there's nothing like, oh, here's our 2 o'clock mentor mentee time. It's just like, oh, they came to me with something that I was just like, hey, that was a situation I faced. Here's some things you might want to look at. Here's some things that you might want to deal with. Here are some ways that you can kind of, you know, little hacks to kind of, you know, get you a leg up in that situation. So, you know, a lot of that stuff, it's nothing that's scheduled. And a lot of times the scheduled stuff, that's when it's just like, yeah, there's really not much to say at this time. Okay. But I don't go get something to drink at, oh, it's 2 o'clock. I have to have, you know, my 2 o'clock glass of water. No, it's like, no, when I'm thirsty, I drink. I mean, that's just kind of how it works.
Right. exactly. When you need it, you go and get it. So this actually leads to my next question. So in terms of getting a mentor, having someone mentor you, is it something that you should reach out to someone? Is that appropriate for someone to do? Or should you wait for someone who is a mentor or in that position to reach out to you? Or how does that work? And how do you sort of get around that? Or how do you facilitate or initiate the relationship in the beginning?
Yeah, that's kind of a good question. That's kind of a good question. If you're talking about like where it's just like a one-on-one human thing, you know, sometimes in some jobs and some companies, you know, those kind of mentor mentee things are kind of like put together like that.
Where they match mentors and mentees together? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes they like match them like that.
Okay.
You know, like I said, I guess the more successful ones that at least that I'm familiar with and been a part of, it's just kind of more like, you know, let's just say one person, develops some kind of a collaborative relationship with someone, and all of a sudden there's just sort of a a click. I mean, it's not quite, it's not like, you know, going on a dating app or something like that.
Right.
So
I guess to be more specific, Dr. Rob, what I'm trying to get at is, what if someone feels, oh, you know, sometimes you kind of feel like, I don't know if I can ask this person, am I overstepping, or I feel sort of, you know, shy to impose on them, you know, so how do you kind of get around that and just say, hey, you know what, I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to reach out to this person who's at a higher level than me and see if they're willing to help me out. You know, that's kind of puts us in a vulnerable position. And so that's kind of what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, in those types of situations, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's kind of like anything else. You don't know until you ask.
Okay.
And so, you know, don't start out, you know, almost like a lot of things. Don't start out like, hey, here's someone in a higher position. I've never met them. I have no relationship with them. I've never seen them, you know, they've never seen me or anything like that. And then you say, hey, Mr. High Powered So-and-so, can you be my mentor? And it's like,
that would be inappropriate. That would be inappropriate. Is that what we're saying?
But it's just kind of like, one of the, you know, maybe you come across this person and you say, hey, Mr. So-and-so, you know, I'm familiar with some of your work in this, that, or the other thing. I'm dealing with a particular situation, or I have a question about this. And if they're kind of like, don't bother me, kid, okay, then don't, you have that person as your mentor.
Right.
But if it's just like, they're like, oh, you're dealing with that? Yeah, come into my office. Here, have a seat. You want something to drink? Okay.
Gotcha.
Oh, you're dealing with that? Oh, okay. And then let's say you start talking about the particular issue or a particular question you have, and then it kind of, you know, evolves into talking about, you know, maybe personal things, or you know, if the person just seems open, you know, put out the little nugget. If they basically say, if they kind of give you the don't bother me, then, you know, kind of like when the guy gets turned down by the girl, you know, there's other fish in the sea.
Right. So, there's other mentors in the sea then, right?
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. And so maybe you don't go to the really high power person. Maybe you have to go.
If you reach out, so it's about initiating, reaching out. And if you feel that they're receptive and open, then take the next step. If they're not, then just sort of move on.
Yeah, just move on and just like saying, okay, you know, maybe at that particular point you didn't come in at a good time. Maybe, you know, this person is, you know, maybe they're great at what they do, but the mentor thing, not really their thing. And which is okay. There's some people who are great at what they do, but they're crummy mentors. And
that's fair. That's fine. I mean, you know, that doesn't make them a bad person.
It doesn't make them
necessarily.
A bad person.
It's just, you know, not everyone is. You know, has those types of
right.
Skills.
And there's some people that, I mean, one of the things that drives me nuts is like, you know, I try to give people some good advice when I can, but one of the things that drives me nuts is when I go to someone advice and they're like, you know, I'm like, well, how should I handle this? Have a positive attitude and pull your bootstraps up. And I'm like, yeah, thanks. Okay. You know, I'm like the person who says, okay, yeah, that you're doing, it's probably not going to work. Say, there's this little back door over here. That's where the good stuff is.
Right. Someone who's going to give you the real tip, the real, yeah, get you, give you the real information.
Exactly.
That's great.
So that's when you're actually having a mentor mentee relationship like that, you know, that's kind of how the stuff that I have kind of experience is kind of the, you know, the where you get, you know, the real bang for your buck on that front. Uh-huh. So then there's other types of mentor relationships that are around. So one of them is, I almost hesitate to say it's a mentor relationship, but life experience is sort of your mentor relationship.
I'm very familiar with that one, actually. That's been my best mentor.
Exactly. It's called, you know, and there's this professor there he doesn't really, he or she really doesn't have a name, but the name of the university is the School of Hard Knocks. Okay.
Right. I've been to that school, graduated with honors.
I was valedictorian of that school.
Oh, I graduated with honors. You're a bit better than me then.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, they've got my picture in there and everything like that. So I get their alumni newsletters sometimes.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah, that's an interesting mentoring experience.
So honestly, sometimes that's where you learn that's where you get the best lessons from, I talk about the muddy waters. Yeah, it goes, you know, the muddy waters go up, you know, up to your stomach.
Over there.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you're like swimming through it and everything like that.
Exactly.
Not knowing that, like, on, like, you know, just, you know, a couple yards, you know, away, you could have just walked down the clear path sidewalk. But so there's that kind of thing that is kind of a mentor relationship. But then there's the other kind, and I think, and one of the things that, and I think this is kind of how I almost view your book, because, you know, there's a lot, because the reality is, you know, there might be some people who you're exposed to that you become a mentor to, and maybe the book is sort of a path for that. But the reality is, you know, the reality is probably most of the people who read your book are never going to meet you. But the reality is, they can take the knowledge from your book and books like yours and podcasts like this and take that knowledge. And so when they are going through their life or job or career or whatever the situation is, they take the knowledge that they have from reading, from listening to podcasts, YouTube videos, anything, books, anything that provides them information. And so when they hit the fork in the road in life, while unfortunately they cannot call, and they cannot inherently call Dr. Rob or Michelle Nasser, maybe they've heard myself or you or whoever the other people on podcasts or authors or whatever, and they say, you know what, I've read about this, I've heard about this, I've hit this fork in the road. Let me go through all the things that those people have told me over the months and years or while I was reading that book. And this is how I'm going to navigate that. And so that's kind of a mentor relationship. And I have, you know, and there's a number of the people that I've listened to over the years I have kind of viewed in that sort of front. I almost feel like I know them. There actually is one person who I heard him on a radio show once. I ended up reaching out to that person. I subscribed to their blog, and I'd say, I don't know, I've communicated verbally with this person over the phone a couple times. I think maybe even 4 or 5 times. And we've emailed a few times. So, you know, I kind of consider him a mentor. Like I said, over the last 6-7 years, at most we've communicated by email or phone once a year. But I read the stuff that he pumps out online. And so he's kind of a mentor of mine.
Cool.
Then there's other people who I listened to over the years that I've never met them before, but you know, they give me good knowledge, and I use that information when I hit my various forks in the road in life.
Right. Well, that's why this project that we're working on is so important, because mentoring and mentorship, it's something that I'm really passionate about. I really love helping people on their journeys to become successful. And so that's why it was really exciting for me to first of all, to come up with this idea, and then to reach out to people and to have this great response. And I'm really excited about this book, and I'm hoping that it will be able to help a lot of people. And I'm really grateful that you're a part of it too, Dr. Rob. So thanks again.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be a part of it.
Great. Okay, well, that's it for our show today. But thanks again to my special guest, Dr. Robert Levine, for sharing his valuable expertise with us. And you can reach him at drrobpsychevals.com. Look out for our new book, Mentors, Collective Lessons for Success, which is scheduled to be released in the spring. And for more information about executive coaching services, please visit my website, michellenasser.com. Thank you to our listeners for joining us today. And remember, success happens when you make it happen. Wishing you great success.